Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Monday, the 21st of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So an interesting day of statistics across the board. In most cases, most stats are down from Friday, but let's work through them. There were 556 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today. That's up from 545 on Friday. Of the 556 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 188 with a gains, and that's down significantly from 251 on Friday. There are 121 with no gain. That's up slightly from 123 on Friday. And there are 239 with a loss. And that's up significantly from 171 on Friday. Always a concern to watch the market very closely when the amount of losses are well over 200. So let's hope that they go on the decline over the next few days. As far as the volume, let's look at the volume. There was 2.25 billion in volume today. That's down slightly from 2.35 billion on Friday. Therefore, the average has dropped slightly. The average volume now is 4.04 billion, million. Again, that's 4.04 million average volume. And that's down slightly from 4.31 million on Friday average. The average percentage gain loss is at a positive gain of 0.71% today, and that's down from an average of 1.92% on Friday. Let's look at the positive for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they are Copper Molly Limited, ASX code COY. And it had a percentage gain of 78.57% today. At number two, we have Lake Resources, ASX code LKE, and it had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number three, we have Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. It had a percentage gain of 39.58% today. At number four, we have Oakdale Resources Limited, ASX code OAR, and it had a percentage gain of 34.78% today. And rounding off at number five is Sovereign Metals Limited, ASX code SVM, and it had a percentage gain of 34.48% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks, the best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And some great gains and positive activity there with those top five best performing ASX resource stocks. Let's move on and talk about the commodities today. The best performing commodity today was copper. Also performing well was gold, lithium and silver, with copper being a standout. The highest traded stock today was Oakdale Resources Limited, ASX code OAR. And 16.05% of the company was traded today. And for the second trading day running, so Friday and today, the two best performing project locations were Yilgarn Creighton, located in Western Australia, and Lachlan Folbelt, which is predominantly located in New South Wales, but also Queensland and Victoria, all three states in Australia. So Australia project locations performing well during COVID. Let's look at the annual spend of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks, and we'll compare the percentage staff admin versus the percentage of project spend for the last 12 months. And it's at 53% today. And that's down from 64% average staff admin spend on Friday with the top 20. So just reflecting that again, 53% of the top 20 have been spending 53% on staff admin over the last 12 months of money available and 47% on projects. So that is an improvement on Friday's average, but we certainly like that to keep dropping down towards 40%. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 146 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down ever so slightly from 147 on Friday. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss today. It's at a minus 0.25%, and that's down from a positive 1% gain average on Friday. Volume has also dropped significantly to 487 million, and that's down from a high 967 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. And let's look at the last 12 months of spend of the top 20 ERP performers. And 39% on average of the money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin, leaving a high 61% spent on projects. So let's compare the general average was 53 of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were spending an average of 53% on staff admin, with the top 20 ERP best performing ASX resource stocks for today, they only spending 39% on staff admin. So huge variances there with spend patterns, where ASX resource companies that are using ERP software solutions are a lot more project focused with spending money. All right, let's have a look at the overview, the best performing ASX resource stock for today. Copper Moly Limited, ASX code COY. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects, predominantly in copper, gold and silver in Papua New Guinea or PNG. And as far as their project spend, they've spent $339,000 over the last 12 months and more than $1.1 million on staff admin. That equates to 77% over the last 12 months of money available being spent on staff admin, and a very low 23% spent on projects. So some questions to ask the board. They may have some legitimate reasons as to why, and COVID could be one of them. All right, let's look at money in the bank. As of the current quarter, this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have 4.6 million in the bank. Their market cap closed at just over 53 million today. As far as shares on issue, they have just over 2.1 billion shares on issue. And as far as their share price, it closed at 2.5 cents today, and it's up significantly from the start of the year of 0.07 of a cent. So congrats to all holders of COY. It's had some nice gains in 2020. Let's look at the top 20 shareholding, and this includes directors' shareholdings as well. And it's in excess of 90% of the company, so a very strong, loyal top 20 shareholding there. All right, that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Copper Moly Limited, ASX code COY. Congrats to all holders of COY. And hope you've enjoyed our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and enjoy your evening. Good night.